Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Steve Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Well, Bark Radio listeners, there were doggies in the news recently. Several of them, huh?
Yeah,
Terry?
Two in the same Sunday paper. I couldn't believe it.
Wow, I love it when the newspaper goes to the dogs. It's a good thing.
It's a good one.
Yeah, man. So what's the first one?
The first one is about Gracie, and we've talked about Gracie before. She's one of Michael Vick's former dogs. One of the well, I think they were used her for breeding, but she was one of the pit bulls that were rescued.
Yay.
And she
lives here now.
Lives here in Richmond now.
And she's got a cushy life, and she's a happy girl, woo-woo.
And she's busy. She's a busy dog, too. Oh. She does a lot of visitation and stuff. But now she's helping somebody else.
Who, pray tell?
Well, a little beagle named Michelle, who came from an abusive situation.
Aww.
And has a lot of fear issues. Gracie has taken over being her mentor.
I love it when dogs do that, when they're allowed to do that. Because dogs can heal other dogs, I think, way better sometimes than people can.
Yeah, way better.
They get it.
They
know?
Do get it. And so, you know, Gracie senses basically when there's some problems happening with Michelle, and we'll go over there and kind of console her as dogs
just
do.
Calm her down.
Calm her down. A lot of times if Michelle gets scared, she'll come over and sit with Gracie.
Aww.
So it's pretty cool.
That is just so sweet. And the picture in the paper, I mean, both of them are adorable, and they're stacked up on top of each other. Just, you know, the beagle's got her head on Gracie's butt going, okay, it's okay now. I'm behind Gracie.
I'm behind
it's
Gracie.
All good.
Yeah.
I think that's such a great story, and it's so typical of dogs. They're just so instinctive.
Yeah,
it's amazing. With all species, they're instinctive, you know? They'll help out a rabbit or a person.
Yeah,
they don't care.
Yeah.
We just leave them be. They got it right, you know?
Let them be dogs.
That's right. Let them be dogs. Well, you go, Gracie and Michelle.
Oh.
Okay, so Terry, what's the next one?
Well, in the same paper is more Michael Vick dogs, former Michael Vick dogs.
Is it an anniversary or something?
It must be.
Wow.
I can't remember the actual date, but in Parade Magazine, it's basically an article that says, "Can you teach a bad dog new tricks?"
And some of us think there are no bad dogs, but,
only
but
stupid
answer,
people.
That's correct. But any dog can be taught a new trick.
Right. And exactly. And some of the dogs have gotten a lot of press. So Hector was one who's one a therapy dog that's gotten a lot of press.
He was a former Mike Vick.
Yeah, all these dogs, all four or five of them in the paper here were former Vick dogs, and they're all I think they're all therapy dogs. At least four of them are therapy dogs. I'm not sure on Audie.
But how fabulous is that? That you know, and this was a really groundbreaking situation where a judge ordered that rather than have these pit bulls put down, which would have been the norm in a case like this, he said that we're going to throw $1 million at this and we're going to have them looked at by the appropriate people, behaviorists and such. And look what happened. In this article, it says that only out of 51 dogs, I think, only two were initially put down. And one was because they just fought the dog so badly that it was just ruined. And the other one was actual because it was physically unable to survive. But
that's
the rest
amazing.
They worked with,
yeah.
You know? And they have, you know, I said in the article, it's too small a group to really know, you know, enough about fighting dogs when they are no longer fighting dogs. You know, how many can we rehabilitate? It's a very small sampling. But I love that it happened because now the next big fighting ring that gets shut down, hopefully the same thing will happen over and over where the dogs are rehabilitated rather than destroyed. It's such a big thing.
It is. It's impressive. And the thing is so many of the dogs have gone through such extensive training. So Best Friends took quite a number of the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And before they're adopted out, besides the very thorough adoption process they go through, many of them, I don't know if it's a requirement, but I know many of them have gotten their CGC prior to leaving.
Which is so cool. And if you don't know, guys, that's the AKC Canine Good Citizen Certification. And my opinion is if every dog in this country had that, we'd have far fewer problems. It's so basic. But how wonderful that these dogs with no life before, with a horrible life before, now can pass a simple test like a CGC. It's so fabulous.
Yeah. They need a test like that for people.
Oh, we ain't going. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, boy.
None of Midwest. Okay, let's see. Back to our pit friends, because that's where we belong. Okay, so there's another really cool dog on here. This black and white is just so adorable.
He is. What a stellar looking dog.
Oh, he's so cute. We're going to put his picture up on Bark Radio. But the fellow who fostered him initially says, quote unquote, he was a caveman. He said he just didn't know what to do in the house. He'd never been in a house. These dogs were chained up all the time. And they called him Johnny Rotten at the beginning. But it's like he learned it all. He learned how to do steps and how to hop up on the sofa for a snuggle and, you know, all the things that he'd never been around in his whole life. And now he has a new name, and his name is Johnny Justice. And how cool is that?
That's cool.
I mean, what a flip, you know, to go from such a horrible life to having a wonderful life. And I think too often it's so easy to just focus on the evil people like Michael Vick, but all the folks involved in this rescue and in rehabilitating these dogs and the folks who did do the behavior testing and determined that they could be rehabilitated. Just thank y'all for everything you do. It's a great thing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's surprising. It must be close to an anniversary to have two in the same paper.
It has to be. Have to look that up. Yeah. But anyway, guys, remember there really are no bad dogs, just stupid people. Sorry.
I think we need a shirt that says that.
I think that's a really good idea. Okay, now we have one more story, don't we? And that's because of a meeting I was in recently with about that puppy.
Yep.
Let's see, when did the story originally hit the news? It was last September.
Okay.
It was in the news.
Yeah, I knew it had been a while.
And the picture that was in the news was of this really adorable little puppy, but that was very deformed. And the pup was brought to Richmond from Mississippi. They didn't have anyone down there who would take the puppy. The reason the puppy was deformed was, once again, spay and neuter people. If you say that fast, it's spay and neuter people.
Yeah, you could put a comma in there. Comma is optional.
Right. What I meant was people spay and neuter your dogs and cats.
Whatever works.
It's whatever works. At any rate, what happened was a very small dog, a 20-pound mixed breed, got with an 80-pound German Shepherd. And, you know, do the math. There were four puppies in there, and this poor little girl, there was no room for her. So her neck never got a chance to stretch out. So she was just born with her little head laying over on her shoulders. She couldn't stand up straight. And they brought her to Richmond, and the coolest thing happened. The right person got hands on her. She went through physical therapy is all. I said, was there surgery involved? No, it was just physical therapy. And one of the things that I think is so cool, there's a great trainer here in Richmond who made this recommendation. The puppy's head was always going to the left, and we need the puppy to want to look right. So apparently she took some kind of a chewy and attached it to the puppy's collar on the right-hand side. So the puppy's always doing her own therapy, going, oh, I want that. Oh, I want that. Oh, this is really, my neck goes that way. Wow. But it worked. I met this dog, Terry, like a week ago, and you would never know. She's a beautiful German Shepherd mix. I'm not sure if they changed her name or not. In the article, it says her name is Emily, and I don't recall from that that evening, but she is absolutely adorable. You would never know that this puppy was deformed when she was born.
That's very cool. And what a brilliant way to do the physical therapy.
Oh, I mean, I guess they did all kinds of massage and stuff, too. But that's such a cool piece of it. You know, let the dog therapy herself, you know. Yeah. Yes, it's so, so smart. So anyway, again, for those who rescued this beautiful little puppy and gave her a chance to have a great life, which she has with another one of her... She has a housemate who's another dog from the Richmond Animal League, a rescue. Y'all do great work.
Yeah, that's
Bravo,
very cool.
RAL, yeah. Yep. So, that's all I got.
There is one more thing that we forgot from the previous piece.
What,
yeah,
what,
on the
what?
Michael Dog Vicks.
Michael Dog Vicks.
How about Michael Vick dogs?
Already then.
Part of the article was to promote a book called The Lost Dogs.
Oh.
Or actually a book, I apologize. The Lost Dogs, Michael Vick's Dogs, and Their Tale of Rescue and Redemption. So it looks like something that's got to be on our must-read list because it, you know.
Oh, yeah, big we have fans to read that. And when one of us has time to do that, we'll do a review.
Yeah, you know, in our free time.
Yes, our copious free time. All right, guys.
All right, that's it. See ya.
Bye.